Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this filing Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Oh, man. You know, I got people texting me and they still don't understand it. This is without a doubt something that people need to understand. It's called political strategy. The game of politics is a bunch of strategies. One thing you have to understand. Some people are loyal to a party. We've got many friends here in Antrim County, very loyal to the party. If you run as a Republican, I'm voting for you. If you end up being the nominee after the August 6th primary, I'm voting for you. They join the party. They pay dues. They go to Reagan Day dinners, Lincoln Day dinners. They support the Republicans. Period. End of story. They don't really care about the candidate as far as their personal values or principles or what they're running on. Nope. They got an R behind their name. I'm voting for them. The Democrats have been doing it for years. They don't care about the candidates. They don't even care about primary challenges. A Democrat's running, good enough. We got a person running for that seat. Will they support him? We'll have to wait and see. But the bottom line is they got a D behind their name. So the Democrats, they got a D behind their name, don't even know who the person is. They're going to vote for him. That is what I call the loyalists. The people that are loyal to their party. Republicans and Democrats. Many people. Busy with their lives. Don't listen to the show. Don't know anything about Michigan news, Michigan politics. Don't even follow national stuff that much. Oh yeah, it's going to be Trump against Biden. Repeat of 2020. We're worse off than we were 3.5 years ago, so I'm voting for Trump. I want Trump back in. It's that simple. Don't care. Or they're Republicans, they'll vote for Trump. Democrats will vote for Biden. It's going to be the independents, the libertarians, the Constitution Party type people that align with them. Much like, honestly, Ian Murphy, the Iron Pig, and myself. Don't care about party politics. What has the Republicans done since they were in power for 8 years, from 2010 through 2018? What did they do? The only thing I can point to is we forced Governor Rick Snyder basically at, not literally, but at gunpoint to support our efforts. Get it passed in the House, the Senate, and signed right to work into law. That's basically all they did in 8 years in power. The House, the Senate, and the governorship. That's it. Did they roll back the income tax? No. Did they break up the monopoly? No. Of the electric grid between consumers and DTEs, 90%? No. Did they fix the roads? No. Did they lower car insurance? No. We are still dealing with the same issues, folks, that we were dealing with 14 years ago when the Republicans took control of Lansing. So a logical, common sense person, what good was it to have the Republicans in control of the House, Senate, and the governorship when they basically did nothing to fix our state? They didn't make us more competitive. They increased spending every single year. When they took over from Granholm, our state budget to run Lansing was $47 billion. In the 8 years of Snyder-Cali administration, it went up to $58 billion. It grew $11 billion in 8 years of having a Republican-controlled House, Republican-controlled Senate, and a Republican, quote-unquote, supposedly Republican governor. Spending continued to rise. Bureaucratic agencies got more money. Nothing got reined in. Nothing got limited. Nothing got fixed. MDOT, the Michigan Department of Transportation, still the worst managed agency in Lansing, bar none. Maybe LARA, Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, maybe Liquor Control Commission, maybe the state treasury. But if not the worst, one of the top three or four. Michigan Department of Transportation needs to be defunded and eliminated. You take those funds and put it back into the local county road commissions and watch your roads get fixed in your county. Oh, you don't live in my Antrim? Well, your Charlevoix County or Otsego County Road Commission are going to be out fixing their roads. Well, Randy, Otsego has I-75 on it. It's an expensive federal interstate highway that must be maintained. You would get more money. There's a way to mathematically sit down and figure this out based on license plate registration, population, road miles traveled, density, they call it, traffic density, and then whether or not it's all local state trunk roads, county roads, city, village roads, township, whatever, and then you have your interstates or your state highways. You know, you have your bypasses around every major city. 475 is the loop around Flint. 196 is the loop around Grand Rapids. You can figure this stuff out. Whose county is it? It's your county? Then fix it. MDOT needs to go away. I will introduce the legislation to make it happen. My goal is to be the most hated man in Lansing when it comes to bureaucratic agencies. I'm going to introduce legislation to get rid of the Liquor Control Commission. Do you know we have price fixing on our booze in Michigan? I'm sorry, but I love my two fingers of Kentucky bourbon before I go to bed every night to turn my brain off and help me go to sleep. Along with my CBD products, I sleep like a baby. Well, guess what? I don't care what it is. Evan Williams Small Batch 1783 Kentucky Bourbon, 90 proof. 1.75 liter bottle, $39.99, anywhere in the state. I know because I've traveled. And I've ran out and I've had to go to a local liquor store, $39.99, 1.75 liter bottle. That's what I drink. I'm a tightwad. I'm not going to pay more for Maker's Mark and some of these others. Nope, not going to do it. Why? Do we not have competition at every aspect of our lives? Why is car insurance still jacked up with us? You know, I'm so fed up. I am so fed up with nobody having the guts to stand up to these bureaucratic agencies and call for their shutdown and defunding. And you know, it's really interesting, came back to me. My stump speech, when I first started in 2010, when I ran for the state Senate as the Tea Party Republican against Howard Walker at an event that was in Williamsburg, my first public speech, I said, somebody needs to take a bulldozer to Lansing. And I was scoffed at. I had a Republican consultant sitting in the front row laughing at me. He said that somebody needs to take a bulldozer to Lansing. Do you know that statement is more applicable today than it was 14 years ago? When I said it back then, it's even more applicable today. $82 billion proposed budget from the governor. Are you kidding me? Still have state income tax. Crappy roads, high insurance, high electric bills, food prices through the roof. And it's all tied to Lansing being out of control, invading our lives, doing things to us that they should not be able to do to us in any way, shape, or form. We need to have the debate, people. If we don't have that debate, nothing will change. Nobody will have the guts to stand up to the machine in Lansing. Well, Randy, if you don't buddy up with DTE and Consumer Energy, you won't get a check from them. I don't want a check from them. I sure the heck don't want a check from the car insurance companies. I don't want a check from any of these people. I'm going to run on ideas, not money. Let's see if that works. If it doesn't, hey, another political lesson in my cap. But you know what? I'm going to die trying. And that's what you guys have an opportunity today to do, is file before 3 o'clock for county commissioner. I don't want to go to Lansing. Are you kidding me? I'm going to take my computer and my headset, connection to the internet, and be able to do the show 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, as a state representative. Really? I'm going to tell the speaker right when I walk in the door, sorry, dude, I'm under a contract with a radio station. I have to be on the air from 9 to noon. So you're just going to have to get over it. I'm elected by the people of the 104th. That's just a fact, Jack. And by the way, I want to be on transportation and I want to be on appropriations. I've got the experience. I have the ideas. I've got the guts to change Lansing. I'll tell that to the Democrat speaker or the Republican speaker. Because frankly, the R and the D means nothing to me. I don't care. That's how Lansing should be operating. Get things done for the people. And we can fix our state. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common-sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep. My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. And I have absolutely nothing to do with the computer automation system for our commercials. It's not just that I personally endorse Todd Smallenberg for state representative in the 106, but the automation played those commercials back to back. Well, that was a glitch with the computer system. I alerted Devin Lawrence, our engineer, and he'll make sure he takes care of that. Downstate Kim, until we realize that the R's and the D's are two sides of the same coin, who only fight, quote unquote, over social issues, we will continue to be in this mess. It's called the Uniparty. It's us, the people, versus them, the political class. Now, you see, there's another caveat to that. When you go to Lansing, like Dave Ajma, like Patrick Kobach, like Gary Glenn, you don't change who you are. You don't change your values and your principles. It's an elected position that the people sent you there to be you. You don't listen to the lobbyists, the special interest groups, the PACs. You don't take money to introduce a bill that you don't support or believe in. Dave Ajma had a very simple formula. He had a steno pad next to his desk on the floor of the House. On the cover, he wrote, "Stupid ass bills." He put the date that they were voting on it, the bill number, and what it was about. A short little half a sentence synopsis. Every single one of those bills he wrote in that pad, he voted no on. As a result, three times he was elected or actually picked as the most conservative state representative in Lansing. 100% voting record conservative. That's the problem. And I'll name names. Cam Cavett, Ken Borton, Wayne Schmidt. To a certain extent, while he was there, legislatively speaking, Tristan Cole. You can't go to Lansing and change your values and your principles. If you do, resign. God forbid I get elected and I go there and I ever vote on a bill that is totally against my values, I'll resign 48 hours later. It's that simple. I don't deserve to be there. Well, the party put pressure on me to vote for it. Sorry, I'm not going to do it. Dave Agerman had a very simple standard. Is the bill constitutional? Is it something that is permissible, allowable within our Michigan state and U.S. constitutions? It's constitutional? Next check mark. Is it something that business should be doing, or should the private sector be doing this? Is there a way that this service or these products could be provided by a private company that should be in business providing these products or services, as opposed to government providing these products or services? If it's something the private sector should be doing, Dave was off the bill. Private sector should be doing it, not us. In his last check mark, do we have to raise taxes, fines, and fees to provide the services or products contained in this bill? If we do, I'm off the bill. We have to operate within our budget. If we have to increase taxes to pay for this program, I'm off the bill. I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. I think that's an absolutely three checkmark system that should be applied to every single bill introduced in Lansing. You want to build a jail? You want grant money from Lansing? Take it out of the current budget. Don't raise or vote for a millage to build a $30 million jail. Find the money within the budget. Provide the additional services. It's not going to be just the jail. It's going to be a mental health operation. Help people with drug addiction, alcoholism, substance abuse, gambling addictions. Do you know gambling addiction in Michigan is up like 300% since they legalized it? Can't even watch Tiger baseball now without them giving us the parlay lines for MGM to bet on baseball. I don't want to bet on baseball. I want to watch baseball. Get rid of these stupid commercials. Then they wonder why addiction to gambling has gone up 300% in the last year since it became legal in the state of Michigan. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out you legalize gambling, you're going to end up with more gambling addictions. This is absolutely amazing. Kristen Marcus listening, who just filed against Ken Borton. At least I set up against the health department when I was a commissioner. Amen, you did. You fought them hard. Just like Jairus Rubing, and they removed him. Unbelievable. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop. If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock. Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. On the job every day, fighting for Michigan.